I can't go to my friend's house on Friday, but I don't want her to feel bad.
The best plan is to tell her the truth. If she's your friend, she'll understand. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Some people think that the best place to get advice is from a teacher, a pastor, or even the internet. Now, while you may find good info at any of those places, the best place to go when you need wisdom is always the Bible. Here's what James wrote in James chapter 1, verse 5. Do any of you need wisdom? Ask God for it. He is generous and enjoys giving to everyone. Now, our story, it's called Wise Advice. I don't know what to do, Marnie told her mom after school. Olivia asked me to spend the night on Friday, but I already told Juliet I'd go to her birthday party. I didn't want to tell Olivia why I can't, so I said I'd ask you. What are you going to tell Olivia tomorrow? Asked Mom. Marnie sighed. I could tell her you said no. Mom shook her head. That's not true. But she'll be sad she wasn't invited to Juliet's party. Do you know what I do when I need advice? Asked Mom. You talk to Dad? Your dad has plenty of good answers to my problems, but sometimes I need an even wiser source. The internet? Mom laughed. I search the internet sometimes, but you can't always trust what you find there. I know, exclaimed Marnie. The Bible. Right. God and His Word are the best places to go for wisdom and understanding. That doesn't mean we'll always know exactly what to do in every situation, but the Bible is full of His truth and wise advice, and He loves to guide us when we pray about our problems. Why don't you ask God what to do? That night and the next morning, Marnie prayed. She also flipped through her Bible and read some verses. One of them talked about speaking the truth in love as people who belong to Jesus. By the time she arrived at school, she knew what she would do. Marnie found Olivia before the bell rang. Hey, Olivia, I'm really sorry, but I won't be able to spend the night Friday. How come? Olivia asked. I was afraid to tell you yesterday, but Juliet had already asked me to her birthday sleepover. I didn't want you to feel bad. Oh, Olivia looked a little sad. That's okay. I know you've been friends with Juliet a long time. Marnie grabbed Olivia's hand. I have an idea. Why don't you spend the night at my house on Saturday? You can even come to church with me Sunday morning. Olivia's face brightened. That sounds like fun. I'll ask my mom. So how about you? Where do you go for advice? When you aren't sure what to do, do you ask your parents, a teacher, or a good friend? Those are all good people to go to for answers, but don't forget to ask God too. The Bible is the most reliable place to find truth about right and wrong, and God loves to guide us in His wisdom. Whenever you have a problem, pray about it and trust Him to help you know what to do. Our key verse is James 1:5.
Do any of you need wisdom? Ask God for it. He is generous and enjoys giving to everyone.
And our key thought for today, ask God for wisdom.
Hey, Zach. What's the best way to stay calm and not be afraid?
Hey, Anaya, thanks for sending me your question. For me, the best way to stay calm is to pray. Sometimes I go for a walk and kind of pray to God silently, and sometimes I write my prayers down in a notebook. There are a lot of different ways to pray, but the most important thing to remember is that prayer is one of the ways that God keeps us calm. Here's a Bible verse that I hope helps. You can memorize it or you can write it down and tape it to your wall as a reminder. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Well, I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.